Blog Talk Radio. Beat to Radio.
I'm driving in a space coupe. It was made in another country. If you see me with a bad, I guarantee she from another country. I get money off the top while I'm flying over other countries. On the block dealing and made millions in another country.
Yeah, what you talking about? Them hoes, which look scary. I'm in Paris, cooking it with Paris. Kilton, when I get on beat, they be like, Yanni, you killed it. When I get on beat, they be like, Yanni, you killed it.
For real, for real.
Future woke up in a Bugatti. I woke up like I'm in Brazil. And switched to smoking on sisters. If I had her, then I had her sister. If the bitch bad, then you know I miss her. Cause bad, call my mister right now. Had a threesome with, I can't pronounce their name. But they was for rain. Probably was from Spain. Used to stand on the block with the shooters. Now I wonder what they took. If I take a trip to Cuba.
I'm driving in a space coupe. It was made in another country. If you see me with a bad, I guarantee she from another country. I get money off the top while I'm flying over other countries. I was standing on the block dealing and made millions in another country.
Yeah, I had a dream, got some car. I had a dream, got some bro. Money, get around these foreign stars. Cause when you got some money, we don't turn to foreign stars. Look at my shoes, look at my jewels. These girls say, ooh, boy, you true. They don't speak no Anglo, but they love my lingo. And I got so many bricks, I should be in Black Amigo. Gang, lean back. And for you haters, keep hating, I'm getting rich. Overseas, country to country, I'm homesick. Gotta get the money though, I'm trying to get rich.
Space crew. It was made in another country. If you see me with a bad, I guarantee she from another country. I get money off the top while I'm flying over other countries. I was standing on the block dealing and made millions in another country.
Y'all know where we at. Yes, sir. It's BC Radio. It's your man, DJ Big Stu. You know how I do, as promised. Got the homie in the building. Just me in the building. What's good, famo?
What it do? What it do? Nothing much, man. Just kicking back right now. Sunday, fun day, you feel me?
You already know, man. It's all about you, baby. First of all, let's tell the people where you from, man.
What was that?
Let's let the people know where you from.
Oh, man, I'm originally from Portland, Oregon, man, but I'm out here repping in No-Town, man, Reno, Nevada, 24-hour lifestyle, man.
That's what's up. The good weather, right?
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful right now. I can't lie.
Yeah, yeah. Plus, you're close to Vegas.
Oh, yeah, we right there. Quick little shot over there. I'm not too much of the gambler, so, I take my friends, you know, they go out there and wild out, but shit, I'm more of a subtle fuck, you know what I mean?
What's up? That's what's up, man. So how long, let the people know how long you've been doing your thing, man?
Man, to be honest with you, man, I've been working a long time, man. Ever since high school, man, I was into the rap game. I was doing it more as a hobby, but, you know, as of the last, like, 4 or 5 years, man, just been focusing, just trying to make good music, man. Just working, man. I think this music game is a process to a change, man. And you know what I mean? You just got to put your own foot in there, the game, and, you know, twist it the only way you know how. So that's what I've just been trying to do, man. Just trying to do my own thing and work. So quite some years, but been focused on it for the last about 4 or 5 years, man.
That's what's up. And you touched the stage with some cats, man. Let them know some of the cats that you opened up for.
Oh, yeah, just last, we was down in Denver. Me and my team was down in Denver. We opened up, we was with Cassie Veggie was out there. Right. Shout out Cassie Veggie. My boy AD, Adrian Swish was out there, alumni, you know what I mean? So we was out there. I mean, E40 Too Short. I mean, we mess with them all, man. You know what I mean? Good music, good people, man. We just trying to put on a show, man.
No doubt. Now, how did it feel to, like, you know, come on the stage with E40 and Too Short? Because them two guys are, like, legends at their own right, you know?
Man, to be honest with you, man, it was cool meeting those guys, man. It was real cool meeting 42 because, you know, I actually had a chance to sit down and kind of bubble with him. And you know what I'm saying? He's just a real down-to-earth cat, man. And he just told me, man, it's a process and a grind, man. And if you can stay on that process and you can stay on that grind every day, then, you know what I'm saying, that you're bound to do your thing. So I just took it as that, and I apply that every day, you know what I mean? Whether it's writing, you know, featuring, whatever it is, producing, trying to, you know, help out, whatever. I just keep it moving, man, and keep a good process going.
No doubt, no doubt. Yeah. And you know, like you have even did some things that some rappers didn't do. Like, you even got a clothing line sponsoring you. You want to tell us about that?
Oh yeah, so my boy D. Will from he played for the Chicago Bears, Dime Life. That he hit me up, you know. I try to stay late, you know what I mean. And I guess they noticed your boy, so they hit me up and was like, "Hey, you know what I mean? We will, you know, we'd love to have you on, and you know, you represent what we represent." So I was with it, you know what I mean. So yeah, Dime Life, shout out, man. Big shout out to Dime Life.
No doubt. And not only that, you got something in your closet too that, you know, a lot of cats wish they have. You got like a great engineer, dude, that got
It's crazy, man. Actually, Tom Gordon, he worked with a lot of greats, man. I think he did the whole album for Chronic 2001, Dr. Dre, man.
Okay.
So he's actually stationed out here and kind of just heard my music through the grapevine. And I believe he's one of the professors up at UNR. He has classes up there. And a couple of my boys shot me out, and he was like, "Yo, this dude really has talent, you know." Gave him some information. I gave it to my manager, and we just linked up like that, man. And ever since, man, it's great, man. Tom Gordon, he's just so smart, you know what I mean? Pat, beyond the time of music, man. He just knows so much. So it's good just sitting there and just having a peanut gallery with him and soaking up the information, man. So it's real love.
No doubt, no doubt. And the crazy part about that, it's not for all of y'all that don't know out there, he ain't just worked with, like, Dr. Dre, Tom Gordon. He worked with...
Phil Collins, I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying, Ozzy Osbourne. Yeah, so it's beyond just hip-hop, man. So it's good, you know, when I try to, you know, step out the box a little bit, you know, and put alternative music into my hip-hop music, it's good to have his reference because he knows so many genres of music. He can tell you, you know, nah, this isn't the good kind of rock sample for this type of, you know what I mean? I mean, he just has so much insight. It's good to run stuff past him first and be like, you know, is this what they listening for, you know? So it's good to have him on the side, man, most definitely.
No doubt, no doubt. I can feel that. Now, with all his help and, you know, with the team, like, the team seems to be good. Now, do the label that you're down with, is it your own label or is it?
Yeah, it's our own label. It's actually me and my uncle, we kind of bumped heads, you know, when I first moved down here. And, you know what I mean, he started listening to my music and really, you know, had a belief in me. So, you know, shout out Derek McNeil, you know, that's my uncle-in-law, my manager. And, you know what I'm saying, he just believed in me. And he, you know, was like, "Hey, I got the money to, you know, help you out with this situation." So we just started to grind, met a couple good cats, you know, as far as like a little, you know, people that are family to me. My unit is small, but it's all family and it's all love. So, you know, my little brother, Young Easy, he's coming out next, crazy. Anomaly's dropping after that, crazy. I got my boys, Jay Sav, Retro, Manny Beats behind the producer. So, I mean, I pretty much got everything that I need under one roof. I need a singer. I need a, you know, a hardcore lyricist. I got it all under my same umbrella. So it's real good, man. Unit 27, man. We out here working every day, man.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Definitely got the fire. I'm going to definitely vouch for that. You definitely killing back there. You've been on a top rated joint for a long time now. You know, that's hard to do. How you feel about that?
Man, to be honest with you, man, I feel really blessed, man. My fans, my family, you know, everybody pushes me every day, so it's good. And you know, even in my camp, they push me to be, you know, bigger and better. So it's real good, man, just to have that love and see that my hard work and dedication, you know, my blood, sweat, and tears into this music is actually going somewhere and hearing and getting to people and reaching people, and my words is actually reaching people in their situation that might have been my situation with, well, you know, what song I'm listening to or they're listening to, it might be something they're going through now. I went through 8 months ago, but it's helping them get through it. So it's like, it's cool to see that, you know, people are actually listening to my music and taking heed to it. So I appreciate that, especially all my fans, man. That's just, it's just great, man, just to see. And it makes me want to work harder. So it works for me.
I can dig it, man. I can dig it. Now, you got that joint Doubt Me, man. What was the inspiration when you wrote that one?
Man, that was, man, like right when me and my uncle got into it, man, I wanted to come out with something that, you know what I mean, something that was just going to wake people up, you know, pay attention, like, listen, you know, I've had a lot of naysayers, you know, I have a lot of doubters just like everybody else, you know what I mean, but it's like, I got to focus, so why would you doubt me? Right.
My people hit the button by accident, my bad.
Oh, you good, man, you good.
Yeah,
no,
we get ready to rock that. You know, we like that joint over here.
Just the drive, man. Go ahead, baby.
I'm
going to
let you finish explaining.
Well, you know what I'm saying? We just my little brother, we was in the studio just rocking, man, and I just, like, I'm tired of, you know, people always saying this or that, man. Nobody can doubt anybody. I think anybody can has the, you know, the smarts and the wits to do anything they want to. So don't doubt me. So if you want to doubt me, the question is why? So I just put it in there. Why would you doubt me? And little bro went ham. And, you know, my big bro Cool Boy was on a hook with us, and we just rocked out that night, man. So it was good, man.
Joint's definitely fire, man. She was thirsty to play. Get ready, rock it now.
It's gravy, man. It's gravy. Go ahead, rock it. I'm ready.
That's my man, Just Me, in the building, Harlem, New York. The all over the world stand up. He got that fire right there.
Definitely.
Gonna play it here first.
Hey, shout out, Big Stu, too, man. I appreciate you, and thank you for having me on the show, man. Most definitely, man.
Oh, no, ain't no thing, man, because we got four hot joints to play in the world, man. We're going to let them know these four hot joints.
Most definitely, boy.
So let's get into that Doubt Me joint right now. Got my man Judge. Stay tuned. We're going to get back and keep kicking it with the brother. Let's get it, y'all. Beast Through Radio. I know how we do it.
Baby, swagger so stupid. Never fall in love with a bitch like Lucy. But if you call me baby, I bet I can make it juicy. The biggest moment in them draws, I make it rain like a phone. School of the class, I'm the flash nigga in the home. Niggas faking in the game, trying to walk before they call. These niggas ain't bout it, they ain't really with the shit. They the type of nigga that spit it up on their bitch and shit. But I'm the type of nigga that make a bitch up and meet his head. Cause I'm a boss, and it's bread up and suckin' shit. The trees green and yellow, so I call that shit the intermission. Boy got stacked, but I ain't talking potato chips. I need a green and white. Boston, Celtic, talk a lot of shit like Kevin, learn it. PMO, that's the game, baby, learn it. Blunt, we burn it, the game, we turn it. Killing them time is if it flashes. Back up, boy, I ain't nothing to fuck. My shooters like Billy, the kids, you know they bust. So my goons be like, what now? I'm the shit, you smell it like the breath on Bilal. Niggas better be on P's and Q's, stop up with my tape. Oh, I do the devil's work just to chip it, hey. Pack me out, CMO, you ain't heard of us. Oh, you will, cause my little brother murderer. Easy, we know niggas, the cheddar, there's nothing better. Make me and what I'm a better. We fresh when we together, make it rain, grab a Bella, and we want nice. I'm killing a boy, this shit ain't doubt me. I'm killing a boy, this shit ain't doubt me. I said I'm killing a boy, this shit ain't doubt me. I said I'm killing a boy, this shit ain't doubt me.
doubt me? Why would you doubt me? Nigga, are you serious? I'm spitting nothing but heat, leaving niggas delirious. All my niggas hungry, too fast and furious. And we killing these cats cause they acting too cheery, yeah.
You doubt me?
Doubt me?
Wish it was you instead. Hit every limb off your body, it's a potato head. I told you CMO gang, nigga, we ain't joking. Your family saying me and E is too crystal smoke. Stop here, nigga, never bottom shell. And for you niggas, keep them hanging comments to yourself. You ain't swagging, we on some other shit. We keep it locked down, secret on the cover, yeah.
Well, we gon' call this shit the takeover. We finna get the 7-7-5 or makeover. If you must know, baby, we the shiznit. CMO, that's the game, and we about our business.
Okay, that joint right there is hot.
Oh, wait.
Hot, fast. You know, we can bang hard to that and we can get light to that out here in Harlem.
Yeah, no doubt.
You got that feel, you know? You got the hard heads bumping to it, then you got the cats that want to do the shake, that beat, to make them want to do the shake.
Exactly. See, I like that, man. I appreciate that, man. Most definitely.
Now, you know, what you want to tell the world, like what you bring in different with your music, you know, if you had to tell the world anything about your music.
Man, like, I mean, if they, the reason why I am just me, man, is because that's all I can give you, man. I give you what I do on a daily basis, what I've seen, you know what I mean? But at the same time, man, I love to have a good time. I'm a jokester, man. I clown around a lot, so I just like to have a good time, so that's the type of music I make, man. You wanna put a Just Me CD in, you can rock that thing the whole joint, and it's gonna be a party joint. You gonna love it. It's gonna have your good vibe songs, and it's gonna have your party songs. So I mean, it's just that kind of CD, you know what I mean?
No doubt. Now you got the joint Suicide, man. What was the inspiration behind that one?
Man, that one, like once I first heard the beat, man, I was just really, you know, in a place where I had been listening to a lot of battle rap music and stuff like that, and I just felt like, you know, I think how I put my music together or whatnot like that is just how I'm feeling at the time, and I felt like at that time, no disrespect, I just didn't feel like nobody was fucking with me, so you know what I mean? That's how I put it. So. You know, my little bro wanted to jump on with me. Is one of the ones we did out at the studios out in Denver, Crazy Studio, like one of one that actually rotates 360. I mean, it was crazy. So it was just a good vibe, good people, and we just laced it out, man.
That's what's up, man. So we're going to get into that Suicide joint. We got the homie Just Me in here. We laying down the fire beef through radio. We're going to keep him in the building for a little while longer. Let's get into this joint. Suicide, Just Me, Beast Through Radio. You know how we do it.
Yeah. Nigga, it's suicide. Pull up next to me, homie. Suicide. Standing next to me, homie. Suicide. They don't do it like me, homie. Suicide. So kick yourself.
It's DOA. So all my competition is falling on deaf ears cause these niggas didn't listen. You know me. I'm always on some high shit. Niggas can't see me, so they might as well just close their eyelids. Niggas come fresh, but never fresher than I did. I'm blinding, nigga. I'm vibrant. Niggas say they got gas, but they more like hybrid. American Idol ass niggas, I'm Simon. Cause I ain't going for no bullshit. I ain't rushing, but grab the trigger, spill it, then pull it. Cause my bitch compared to yours, kiss yourself. And my clique compared to yours, kiss yourself. Keep me in my city, in the top, I'm gon' kill it. I ain't even gotta touch it, but you know I'm gon' kill it. In my true religion, jeans, long chain, low T. I bet $100,000 couldn't get like me, nigga. It's suicide, yeah. Pulling up to me, homie, it's suicide. Standing next to me, homie, it's suicide. Yeah. They don't do it like me, homie, it's suicide. So keep yourself. in that black and laid back, call it lady boy. Step out, fresher than a bitch, cuff your lady boy. My shadow cooler than most of you niggas, real tough. I'm something we should invest in, that's real star. High body niggas with the speech, I'll line them in chalk. Well, you gotta crawl for you niggas ball. I thought your bite was harder than bark. It's just me, I'm that spark. I'm shooting hard for my Knicks, homie, I'm John Stark. I'ma go get up from the bloodline, that's where the shit start. Most of your niggas lame and can't maintain, so just play your part. I'ma play the boss, you gon' take a loss. Cause my shit way cleaner than yours. I don't feel a hater, I kill the haters. Look a body sitting the floor. My Lenny Dime, yeah, your little Gucci and velour. That new shit, exclusive. You still cop from the store, and that's just see me in my titties in the top, I'm gon' kill it. I ain't even gotta touch it, but you know I'm gon' kill it. In my true religion jeans, long chain, low T. I bet $100,000 couldn't get like me, nigga. It's suicide. Yeah. Pulling up to the meet, homie, it's suicide. Standing next to me, homie, it's suicide. They don't do it like me, homie, it's suicide. So keep luck. They say I look like my mama, but I talk like my daddy. This for them niggas that's hating and all the bitches that had me. Look at me now, no Chris Brown. Catch me ride around in your town. When I pull up and they see us bow, that's another man down. Nigga, it's suicide trying to fuck with me. It's a hell and back, I pay the fee. No hands out, ain't shit for free. And it's TFC till I D.I.E. on me. I've been that nigga ever since I could remember. My heart is cold as December. My team, you are not a member, nigga. So it's fuck you, bitch. That's nigga, it's fuck you. I'm on one and I need two. Bad bitches on me like fleas, dude, and I'm neat, dude. Yeah. Holla at me, I see your girl, she smiling at me. It's do or die, you a suicide. I'm turned up, still down the ride, nigga. Yeah. See me in my titties in the top, I'm gon' kill it. I ain't even gotta touch it, but you know I'm gon' kill it. In my true religion jeans, long chain, low T. I bet $100,000 couldn't get like me, nigga. It's suicide. Yeah. Pulling up to the meat, homie, it's suicide. Standing next to me, homie, it's suicide. They don't do it like me, homie, it's suicide. So keep
yeah, suicide. That's my man, yeah. Just me and the villain. Got some fire, man. What's the name of the album?
My album is I Am Just Me, man.
Alright.
Yeah, so make sure to go pick that up on DatPiff. It's on DatPiff for free right now. We just dropped that probably about 3-4 weeks ago, and it's going crazy on there, so you can pick it up there.
All right. So name some of the producers that you worked with in the past and some who help you now.
Mostly, man, on like my last couple of projects, like the first couple of mixtapes I did, I just, you know, just got stuff off of wherever. But the next two albums, man, the one that's previously happened, that was pretty much all Cashmere Royale, man. So shout out them, you know, out there in Denver working. Cashmere, you got on SoundClick. It's crazy. And then my producer, Manny Beats, man.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up.
Yeah, you know, if they come around and they nice, I usually step out of the box. But besides that, man, I usually just, you know, stay in my own bubble, man, try to bubble within, you know?
No doubt. No doubt. I can feel that. That's the same with me, man. But
I feel you.
That hot super joint, you got a little superstar on the other joint looking at the sky. You want to get
into yeah, that? Most definitely, man.
Inspiration.
That was a real blessing, man. That one was actually just a spare of the moment type thing. I heard the song, got it from Cashmere and them. I thought it was just a dope song. I was just going to go in on it. And Whitney Meyer through the grapevine, we just kind of linked up through a common friend. And I asked her to get on it, and she was all for it. So she had just got finished with the voice and everything, and but she was with it. And she said, I guess her and Tom had a relationship as well, so it was good working with Tom. That helped out too. And we just went in on it. She said she was down for it, and we just banged it out. And it's been selling everywhere, man. A lot of out of country, which is cool. I mean, I enjoy that. It's a blessing to...
It's definitely fire. It's moving hot, man. You know what I'm saying? I like it, joint. And so for those of y'all that don't know, Whitney Meyer, she definitely was on The Voice. You know what I mean? She was somebody that was on The Voice. Some of y'all that slow out there, we just going to keep y'all up to date.
No doubt.
That joint is fat. Looking at the Sky. You know what I'm saying? You definitely get it on iTunes right now, right? Am I correct?
Yeah, most definitely.
Support that. You know, we definitely going to be bumping that. This is definitely going to rotation on Beast New Radio. So let's get into the joint. My man, Just Me in the building, Looking at the Sky.
Yeah.
Whitney Myers from The Voice. Maybe see The Voice. Let's go.
Man, it's crazy. I haven't heard that joint in like a couple weeks, man. Whitney can sing, boy.
Yeah, she's definitely blowing on that. You definitely that's a nice joint, man. That's a joint that can go, you know, to the soul stations and to the main stations. I'm definitely
exactly.
feeling
exactly, and that's why we did it, man. And that's why we did it, man, for sure.
Well, man, you know, we definitely enjoyed you being here, man, but we definitely want you to tell people anything out there that, you know, first before you go, I got to ask you this question. We always ask everybody this question. Do you feel hip-hop is in a good place right now?
I feel it's in the process of getting in a good place.
All right.
Like I said, everything's a process. I think we're moving in the right direction, more or less.
That's what's up. That's what's
up. You know, there was a little awkward stage, but I think we're moving towards, you know what I mean, real bars, real music, real life, you know, fun and happiness, man. I think we're moving towards it, though, most definitely.
When you say fun and happiness, you mean like moving from that YouTube stuff that was going down, that whole little movement? That was tearing hip hop apart, you know. Brothers, instead of brothers making money together, they fighting each other, you know, they could be making
right.
hip hop getting paid.
Right.
Like that.
Right, exactly.
We need some cats like you and some other cats to do some type of self-destruction, fight the power joint, man. We ain't got none of that.
Hey, real talk, though, huh? For real, though. That's what I'm saying. That's that real music, man. I miss that, man. So maybe I might have to put something in the works, man, just to get that pop.
Well, we did it, man. Make sure you bring it here, man, to us, man. Make sure.
Oh, most definitely, man. I appreciate y'all having on, you know, again, man. You know, shout out to my team and everything, Unit 27. Y'all trying to catch up. It's U27P.com. We all over Twitter, Facebook, you know, all that good stuff. At @JustMe_Unit27. Man, come holler at me, man. I'm not one of those cats. I'll holler back. You holler at me.
All right. So that's how they can follow. How they can follow you on Twitter and all that?
Twitter on Twitter is the same thing. @JustMe_Unit27 for Instagram, Facebook. It's all the same, man. Just come holler at me, man. I ain't scared to say what up.
That's what's up, man. So we got the joint radio. That's the joint. That's the name of this last one.
Oh, yeah, man. Shout out to Cliff Notes on this joint, Jelly Bread Productions. They out here in Reno, Nevada. They doing big things. He got a band going and everything. But the man can sing, and I just asked him to bless it. He came through no problem. We actually did it at Tom Gordon's spot. So Tom was like, yo, I know somebody. He told me who it was. I was like, I actually know him. He was like, let's get him over here. I'll get him over here in 15 minutes. Came through, blazed the hook for me. So I was blessed to have him, man.
That's what's up, man. Another hot joint for my man, Just Me. But once again, fam, old man, thank you for coming through. We appreciate you taking your busy time
most
out, man.
Most definitely.
You know, there's a time.
Most definitely.
A,
I appreciate
time.
It. Yeah, most definitely. I was saying the same thing to my manager, actually. So, yeah, much respect for y'all listening, you know, listening in and everything. So I appreciate you. Thank you for having me, man. And I'll be back for sure. As soon as I get, you know, get one hot off the press, I'm going to send it to you.
All right. Keep them coming, baby. We'll keep rocking.
All right, man. Y'all take care.
We're going to get into this joint radio by my man, Just Me. This joint is the fire once again. Make sure y'all go support that. Like I said, go to iTunes.pimp.com, get this joint. I'm Just Me. I am Just Me, and I'm definitely go get the iTunes, get that looking at the sky. Let's get into this radio.
Yeah.
Track. So, this is how we do it.
This lifestyle, shit, yeah. Money, clothes, we're getting shorter, wetter than swimwear. Close my eyes, put a finger on a map. We in there, rocking shit that's hot that you won't even cop the next year. Swag so smooth, like I broke it down to fifth gear. People say they want that real rap, so I give them that. Put the game in submission until I hear these niggas tap. This shit slap is what they saying to my new kid. Mama say I'm a sunflower, I see the way the juice spit. So for her, I don't never have to throw shit. If you need me, I'll be chilling in the cockpit. Probably pounding my chick, cause she a trending topic. My flow's sticky, so you might have to mop it. Hamilton Beach, the way this nigga crack pot shit. Listen to my conscience, it told me not to stop it. Cause this music just flows through my veins, on the constant.
They gon' love my shit, on the radio, love it on the radio. They gon' black my shit, on the radio, black it on the radio. They
can't stop my shit on the radio, stop it on the radio. So they gon' play my shit on the radio, play it on the radio. I'm a bad boy, but no more in the wheel. I'm Mike Larry, that's how fresh I just feel. A bitch hitter, I touch faces
swear. Shorty with the red bottom, look at how it should have. I put a nose in it, like a bad dog. I'm jumping over some of you niggas, call it beat frog. I steadily stay on my toes like a ballerina. I stay with this shit and that flows, call it diarrhea. I move smooth like Shaft, like so if you hear him hating on T, ask them who asked you. It's just me on the track, nigga, I blast you. You a broken engine, so why would someone gas you? I'm permanently inked with this music, yeah, tattoo. I'm flyer than flies, I'm tighter than ties, I'm higher than rise, I'm wetter than Clyde's, nigga, I'm that dude. Plus my kick game large, nigga, Shaq Boots.
In the building, my man Just Me got the joints out. Make sure y'all support that. That's what we do here, support each other, man. We in the building. I'm trying to get into some things, man. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get into some things. Why am I trying to get into some things, man? Because that's what I do. I am the one and only DJ Big Stu, East Harlem Owns. We rocking real hard. Do you understand? We rocking real, real hard. We want to talk about, I know everybody's out there mad about right now, especially in the Black and the Latino community. We all mad with Sanford, Florida, the place where history, historically place where injustice has been historically known. And it's time, man. It's time to stand up, man, and do something about that, man, people, man. You know, everybody out there, y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know what I'm talking about, people who live out there in Stanford, man. It's a shame to have something like that, man. You know what I'm saying? We feel so, so sad about that over here at Beef Stew Radio. I don't even know the words to say. Like, you know, it's so deep with that one. I don't even know the words to say. Like, what do you say to that? 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 Tell me. What do you say to that? How do you respond to that? How do you respond to that? It's, you know, you see I'm quiet here. We all know what I'm talking about. George Zimmerman, man. He got let off. I mean, they didn't find nothing. No crime. No crime against George Zimmerman. You got to be out your mind. Everything shows that. You know, they knew beforehand. When do you get a verdict on a Saturday? We never got verdicts on Saturdays. You ever listen to History and Verdicts? They knew what they was doing. They try to catch people off guard. They give you the verdict on a Saturday because they know Friday a lot of people be in the court, you know? Those people out there, man. I mean, you know what? But karma's bad, man. I know a lot of people out there want to start the riot. You know, I even heard that some people already, there was a man knocked out running through the urban community, white man, screaming out, nigga, nigga, nigga. He got knocked out. I mean, but I don't even, that's something different. He was going to get knocked out regardless. It was, even if it wasn't no Trayvon Martin thing, running through an urban neighborhood saying that, he should have went to some suburbs and said that. He might have got some support. Running through an urban neighborhood saying that, you're going to get laced down. You might even get laced down by not even just a black person, you know what I mean, saying that. A lot of times you see some white people go against people that's racist, you know. But Sanford, Florida, man, it's really them. It's really Florida himself, man. Stole the presidency. Try to steal the vote, the urban vote. You know, Florida is what it is, man. I said it once, I said it before, man. For all of y'all that don't believe in what they stand for, you know, if they got enough gun people that want to support them, Florida, man, with the Disneylands and all their businesses, man, you know, but other people, especially black Americans and Latino Americans, we need to stop supporting Florida. We need to stop supporting anything that's made out of anything in Florida. You know what I mean? If you find any company, you know, today stand up and, you know, I can understand the gun laws and the self-defense, but that wasn't self-defense. And we all know that wasn't self-defense. A grown man against a 17-year-old, 16-year-old boy is never self-defense with a gun. You know what I'm saying? The way they try to say his head was banged, son would have been knocked out. We all know that. When you look at them, you see them, the way they was pounding and banging their head, he wouldn't have had a little cut like that. I could see him falling down. Because obviously when he attacked the young boy was in better shape than him and had to be, was defending himself pretty well. So that's why would you pull out a gun? He didn't pull out a gun. He didn't have no gun on him. So why would you pull out a gun? And your gun law of the states, you know, you felt threatened because you attacked somebody and they got the best of you. They flipped you on the floor. Now you want to pull out your gun. I don't understand that. But, you know, all those ladies, those six ladies that did that, they all have kids. A couple of them have kids. A couple of them are parents. They're going to, you know, karma's bad, man. Karma's bad. And I don't wish nothing bad on nobody, but I just say karma's bad, man. God don't like ugly, man, you know. And, you know, that's not going to be unforgiven. You know, it's too many things that have been unforgiven in the recent days. And this one is not going to be unforgiven. You can count on that. You can definitely count on that this is not going to be unforgiven. It's just what it is, what it is. Whether people like to hear the truth or not, you know, you're going to be hearing. You see it all on Facebook. People are not happy. You know what I mean? People are not happy. You know, this man is smiling. He just killed a young man. He's smiling, you know, and it's all good. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. God don't like ugly, man, you know. You know, he has a long way to walk, man. He has a long way to walk. So, with that being said, I'm not even going to get on that. I'm just going to give some love to Trayvon's family. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you go look at Fox News and you hear everything that they saying and all the stuff they saying. You know, you got to wish that some people out there probably really do want a race war, really do want some things to go down. But the thing, you got to look at these guys that's sitting on the news and doing all this talking, they be the first ones to hide. They're the first ones that's going to run for shelter. They're going to talk to you, the public out there, to go get yourselves hurt. And then they run for shelter. You know what I'm saying? So with Fox News, you know, you need to watch. Y'all need to be careful what y'all doing too over there. You know what I'm saying? Judge Jeannie, you know what I'm saying? She need to be, you know, she's a judge, you know, whatever her name, Judge Jeannie, whatever her name is, she's the judge. She needs to be, you know, sometimes people take their jobs and take their words too far. At the end of the day, a young boy was killed. You know what I'm saying? If tensions flew. You know what I mean? Tensions flew over that joint. You know, it ain't like, you know, they definitely started rioting. You know what I mean? You know, they definitely started rioting, man. You know, some tensions broke out. And I hope it don't do no more. But I know, you know, it's hard to say. Because I know what I feel in my heart. You know what I'm saying? I'm very angry myself. I'm super angry. But and some other news. 31-year-old Glee star Corey Corey Monteith was found dead in a hotel room in Vancouver. Yeah, the Glee star was found in Vancouver, found dead, 31-year-old. Let's get into some of this. You know, teen idol and global TV star Corey Monteith, who starred in Glee, was found dead in Canada on Saturday. Popular Monteith, 31, who had recently completed a stint in rehab for drug addiction, was found by staff at the Pacific Rim Hotel in Vancouver, British Columbia, on Saturday afternoon. Officials said millions of friends knew him as the high school heartthrob that turned the teacher Flynn Hudson, you know, turned into a teacher Flynn Hudson. A regular on the show since 2009, in real life has battled with addiction, which close friends and Coast Guard Dot Jones put down to a troubled childhood. He was dating Glee leading actress Lee Michael for more than a year and had been staying at a hotel since July 6th. Just a few hours before his death, the star tweeted about watching TVs and Sharknadoes, which was a huge hit. You know, which was a huge hit on the Sci-Fi Network. Vancouver cops confirmed the young star's death. The staff discovered the body after he missed checkout time. Police sources suspect the death was not foul play. The death was not a result of foul play. Cops have reviewed the hotel tapes and confirmed he was alone when he returned to his room last night. As for actual cause of the Canadian death, the coroner said the Hervey department will need further tests to know to make sure. More details should be available in the next few days. Autopsy is scheduled for Monday. The girlfriend, Michael Michelle, 26, was last seen in a bikini on a holiday with friends in Mexico on Monday. She did not immediately react to his death publicly or social media. On June 30th, Jones, Monteith co-star, revealed that Monteith went to rehab over his childhood issues. Monteith, a native of Calgary, Alberta, left school at 16 for a life of crime. And then turned to drugs. He spent the first stint in rehab at 19, but continued counseling for his dependency uses. He spent time in rehab this year, checking into a drug treatment facility. He has been frank about his struggles with substance abuse, telling Parade magazine in 2011 that he began using drugs at the age of 13, and went into rehab 6 years later after his mother and friends intervened with him in about 2011. He won the Teen Choice Award for Top Actor in Comedy. The show won a Cast Screens Actor Guild Award for the ensemble in the comedy the prior year. So he got some little things with him. So, you know, that's a sad story. Another young actor. Hopefully, we're hoping that it's not drug addiction. But, you know, it is what it is, man. And, you know, we're going to give him. Now, Erika Menendez, we all know her. Erika Mena. You know her from Love and Hip Hop. Battling with, you know, Rich and Homegirl. Well, you know, she puts on blast Love and Hip Hop's Slaw Erika. They call her Slaw. Love and Hip Hop Slaw Erika Mena exposes Terrace Rob baby daddy for refusing to pay child support and neglecting his son. Well, you know, she definitely, now I don't know, Because, you know, she doesn't have his real, she got his real name in there, you know. And the thing is, I don't know him from, like, Fat Joe and them, so I don't know why she's even doing it. But he's probably, you know, he's probably somebody in the executive world or something. Maybe he might be some. But they said there was a time when Eric Kamina wasn't just known as Reality Slore. Before Video Vixen was cast on Love & Hip Hop New York, she was famous for catching Fade with her son's father, Raul Cohn, from Terror Squad in Miami, in case if you missed it. Well, you know, I'm not going to get into that. Well, you know, here she goes. This is what people be bugging out on social media, man. We got to watch what we do. She wrote, "You left me, that was your choice. You don't need help. Oh, this is what he posed wrote to her. You left me, that was your choice. You don't need help with him. You never even asked for help, so why should I? I dare you to take me to child support." She said, "So we pray for you." And, all right. The word on the street is Stevie J. Like, K. Nicole told me Stevie J married this girl. That's crazy. I don't know. This world is crazy. But, you know, he seen that he didn't leave. He never said he was going to stop messing with Jocelyn. He never backed down. He just kept, you know, getting close to me. I guess he just kept, if you're going to give it to me, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. And that's when it stopped. Rihanna seen shopping in Monaco wearing a black bathing suit. That's what she asked. She was in a shopping store with a black bathing suit. Timberland is a little battle with Trayvon Martin. See, a lot of people, we need to come out against this one. Now, I'm going to give y'all something on this one. This is one for the ladies. I'm going to get into some new music. Because I got a lot of new music for y'all. Word up. This is something for the ladies, though. This is something crazy. I want y'all to verify this one with the kid name. This is something that I think all the ladies want to know. Wife of an NBA star says he can cheat once a year. He can cheat once a year. For one night a year, he's allowed to DA. New Brooklyn Nets star Andre Kirilenko, you know, y'all know who he is, permitted to cheat on his Russian pop star wife without her crying foul, thanks to a unique allowance she had granted him. What's forbidden is always desire. And athletes, particularly men, are susceptible to all the things that are offered. Masha Latova told the Salt Lake Tribune in 2006 when the 6'9 forward played for the Utah Jazz. It's the same way raising children. I tell my child no pizza, no pizza, no pizza. And what does he want more than anything? It's pizza. I don't know. I don't know if lady's going to rock with her. I don't know if lady's going to rock with her on that one. But anyway, she says they get a chance. They get chased by women. It's hard to resist. It's the way men are by nature. When I'm aware, I let him do it. It's not cheating. Kaliko, 32, knows the score. He can have sex with another woman for one night and one night only. Affairs won't be tolerated. And the agreement isn't receptacle, Latovia has claimed. Of course, it was a surprise, he said. I'm not planning to do anything, but she said, if you want to do it, you can do it once a year. The couple has been married for 13 years, have two sons, ages 11 and 6. In Utah, Kaliko seemed to be in no hurry to play the field, even adding the slow beehive state family life rubbing was rubbing him. The slow beehive state family life was rubbing off on him. I want more and more kids like a typical Salt Lake City guy, he told ESPN. It is something, if something isn't allowed, you want it, you want to get it, he added. But if something is allowed, you will not lead it. Kirk goes out a 2-year pact with the Nets on Friday for $3.18 million, leaving behind the Minnesota Timberwolves offer of $10.2 million for the upcoming season. Shortly after the news broke, NBA owners was calling for an investigation to possibly a side deal between Kirk Coutinho and the Nets, owned by his Russian billionaire friend Mikhail Popovich, which would be a way for the Nets to sidestep the league's salary cap. It was unclear whether the Russian-born forward had ever used his allowance. Kirko and his wife did not respond to messages that was left by the New York Post. Well, she says he can do it once a year, ladies. Once a year. He's commending her man, and she doesn't cheat back on him. He says he can do it once a year. He can go out and cheat once every year. Hit us up on Twitter and let us know what y'all feel about that. Would you let your man do that? And, you know, maybe because your man's not a baller, maybe he's not bringing in 10, 12, 13 million. Maybe that's why she's saying that. But who knows who she was over there at Russia? She might have been sewing jackets in Russia and like, hey, this is what I'm going to let him do. But I think that's kind of strange myself. I really don't. I think it's strange that she would agree to that, but they got in the contract. Like, he can cheat. Once again, he says he doesn't. He hasn't, and everybody says people says they check him out. He's not doing this. Now, an old man goes crazy here in George Zimmer's Maryland and wrecks his whole house. This is an old white man. He wrecks his whole house after hearing it. Because, you know, people want to be fair. People understand that. That's sad, man. George Zimmerman, you got to live with that for the rest of your life. He's going to care. Because you know when they start caring? Just like the same person when they shot all the greats. When the people, when they get older, they got a way of being down with killing Kennedy or Martin Luther King or Malcolm X. When they get older and they got to see their maker, that's when it hits them the worst. When they know that their time is coming near and they know their afterlife, that's when it hits them the most. I mean, they've been free and clear, but sometimes they say that that misery is worse than any of that you can imagine. Well, anyway, that's a lot of news. You know, I give y'all some news, give y'all some interviews. Now it's time to give y'all some music. I got a lot of new joints, man. I got the new joint by Chanel, man. Chanel got a nice hot joint, man. Just hit me up with that. Earlier today, I played that joint, Cash Out, featuring my man Future. They sent me that joint. Shout out to Cash Out, Future. Good looks on that joint. Another World. But I got a joint with Chanel. You know what I'm saying? Real new. You know, because I'm the home of the new music, man. Beast Dude Radio. Me and K Nicole, you know, that's what we do over here. We bring y'all from new artists to artists that's already out. You know, they want us to rock. So we rock. But I'm really digging the Chanel joint. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting into some music, though. I'll play that today, though. I know some of y'all are like, what's the Chanel joint? It's a hot joint. It's a real hard joint. But, you know, you got to be able to be in it, man. It's called So Good. It's featuring Lil Wayne and Drake, actually. So we're going to get into that right now. I'm going to come back. This is Beast Stu Radio. It's your man, DJ Big Stu. You know I'm in the building. Let's do it.
Cool and Drake.
Pull up on them bitches, get out, walk. Way too many hoes, like I play golf. She's somewhere in Waynesboro, stranded, lost. Bitch catching feelings like Randy Moss. Young money shit, got the bathroom door locked. Soon go hard, y'all soft, but in my car top. Hang gathers, I'm a ball to my heart stop. Nice red bone in a thong in a bra top. Looking for a queen for my king size bed. I can make that pussy stand up and drop dead. Fucking with the tune, then a nigga get murked. A nigga get killed like a motherfucking
priceless, not for sale, and I unveil.
Little Wayne a drink. Shout out to Young Money on that one, man. That joint was hot. Thanks for giving it to me. Shout out to Natty Celeb, my man Dom Natty, publicist. Shout out to TMZ. Shout out to everybody out there. Everybody over there at TMZ. We're in the building, Beast Dude Radio. It's your man DJ Big Bizzle. I'm in the building playing new music today. I got some new joints for y'all. For real. Yeah, we're going to get into this other joint right here called We On It, baby.
Rock
on,
we on it.
Because she won't be mine. I'm buying the ball, she wanna fuck the star. My dick, she wanna jump on it. reckless. Niggas ain't eyeing me, think about trying me. Boy, I'm all safety and reckless. But act like you know what it is, look dirty. Well, I ain't even falling. I done snuck in the club with that 40 on me, homie. You ain't even know it.
Let's go. DJ Big Stu in the building. Yes, sir. It's Beef Stu Radio. Got to give a big shout out. The other night, went to see, matter of fact, it was last night. Give a big shout out to my godmother and my god sisters, Barbara Woody, Kelly, Tony, Terry. Shout out to y'all. Definitely ain't seen them in a while, you know what I mean? Gotta give a shout out to my family, you know what I mean? Long time no see. Yep, brought back a lot of memories yesterday, man, from when I was a little kid, going up to Rangel House and all that. Lived, stayed there, having a ball. Before I came to Big DJ Big Stu, before I gained hundreds of pounds and became the fabulous guy that you guys listen to every night, I was a bad little kid, boy. Changed the game up. Rearranged the game. You know what I'm saying? But we are definitely in the building, man. We're definitely doing that. We got some more new music. It's a new music night, man. It's Sunday. I don't usually play new music on Sunday. Y'all out there like, yo, you usually be doing this and usually be playing the old school. You know, I got cats hitting me up on the joint. You know what happened? You're not playing the old school. I just try to do something nippy tonight. Have my homie just me coming through. So I want to play a lot of new joints because there's a lot of new cats in the building. Thinking about playing some new remixes. I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, I just know I'm over here full of music and I can do what I want. You know what I'm saying? I can play some joint for my homie Bernardino, man. Homie from the Lower East Side, shout out to my dude Georgie, aka Georgie Sweet, aka G Rodriguez. doing it big down there. Shout out to everybody down there at Smith Houses, man. Listening. You know what I mean? I say, free my man, man. True life. Yeah. We in the building, man. I got some joints, man. I got some other joints that I want to play for y'all. I got DJ Thurl, man. Got my man Lowe, so I'm going to play some of his joints in a little while. We got some dudes in here. I got some new songs, man. You heard the Karate Chop. We got my man Will Porter, Just Do It. We'll come up into some of that a little later. Got my man Juice McCain. You know what I mean? He got, you know what I'm saying? He got the joint with Slim. Shout out to Juice McCain. He was on the show. Shout out to, we had a lot of people on Houston Radio, man. We done had hundreds of cats that done came through here, man. Hundreds of cats. Shout out to my man JC Moore. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man Hayes. Over there, Filthy Rich. Floyd Mayweather. Shout out to all of them. Everybody over there, Filthy Rich, man. Shout out to my dude, Young Twizzy. You digging it? Young Twizzy. We got some joints. Fat Trail, man. Shout out to Fat Trail. L Gunner, my homie. We got some joints, man. We in the building. We'll play this after party, man. That Thorough Music. It's my homeboy. Let's throw this on the after party, man.
Uh-huh. Now, it's just what I did. Music.
Took a flight to Cali.
I do it live.
And got my nigga. I checked in at the hotel. Left the hotel and hit the club. Then the club got shut down. I turned the hotel into the club. At the party at the Marriott. Uh-huh. Iced out my canary watch. Yellow dime. Hold shoes because I'm very hot. What you do? I just take them to the Marriott. Yeah. From the strip club to the Marriott. From the liquor bar to the Marriott. From the dance floor to the Marriott. The after party going down at the Marriott.
Oh, yeah. Muzzled on a B, ho. It's 1:30 and I'm looking for a freak, ho. I find that, then it's time for a freak show. Take that pussy, beat it up like Debo. I met the mama at the titty bar. Everybody probably know she a city star. Me, I just want to cut her like a guillotine. She is not my lover, call her Billie Jean. And I hope she got a girlfriend. I deliver like the dope man. I'm in the liver like the postman. Get it, girl, pop that pussy like a coke can. I'm in the club blowing. Drain got me. Can't see shit like a mic.
Now, it's just what I did. Music.
Took a flight to Cali. And got my nigga. I checked in at the hotel. Left the hotel and hit the club. Then the club got shut down. I turned the hotel into the club. The after party at the Marriott. Iced out my canary watch. Yellow dime. Hold shoe cause I'm very hot. What you do? I just take them to the Marriott. From the strip club to the Marriott. From the liquor bar to the Marriott. From the dance floor to the Marriott. The after party going down at the Marriott.
Oh yeah, muzzled on a beat, ho. It's 1:30 and I'm looking for a freak, ho. I find that, then it's time for a freak show. Take that pussy, beat it up like Debo. I met the mama at the city bar. Everybody probably know her, she a city star. Me, I just wanna cut her like a guillotine. She is not my lover, call her Billie Jean. And I hope she got a girlfriend. I deliver like the dope man. I'm in the liver like the postman. Get it, girl, pop that pussy like a coke can. I'm in the club blowing. Drain got me. Can't see shit like a microscopic. Too much charisma. Mojo, prime time, click NG, that's the logo.
At the party at the Marriott. Iced out my canary watch. Yellow dime, hold shoes cause I'm very hot. What you do? I just take them to the Marriott. From the strip club to the Marriott. From the liquor bar to the Marriott. From the dance floor to the Marriott. The after party going down at the Marriott.
Boy, I do everything legendary. Non-fiction. Y'all should imagine. imaginary. We at the hotel fucking Halle Berry. Y'all at the crib playing solitary. Y'all niggas at the crib on the internet. We in a suite smoking blunts like they cigarettes. Fucking hoes with some sexy ass silhouettes. Ask anybody, prime time click, feeling threat. Very hot, we at the Marriott. At the top eating Papa Do's carry out. Canary watch,
what's growing up?
Got a bad bitch and a thick chick rolling up. Optimos and extendos. Smoking weed till we fogging up the windows. My niggas, we fam like the wind's low. Tonight we going whichever way the wind blows.
At the party at the Marriott. Iced out my canary watch.
Yellow dime.
Hold two, cause I'm very hot.
What you do?
I just take them to the Marriott.
Yeah.
From the strip club to the Marriott. From the liquor bar to the Marriott. From the dance floor to the Marriott. The after party going down at the Marriott.
Drink,
going up one.
I got money in the
paint.
Tonight we going
hard,
hard in the
paint.
Yes, rolling up weed,
going up
drink.
Hey. Girl, get down,
get up
with a fine ass.
Hey.
Got lil' mama taking shots from a wine glass,
whoa.
And now she getting loose as a time pass.
Yeah.
Do it fast, let me see you throw that air.
To the flow, 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 to the ground,
way down,
to the ground,
way down,
to the ground,
way down,
to the ground,
way down.
Left cheek, right cheek, left cheek, right cheek, left cheek, right cheek, left cheek, right cheek. Do it, girl,
double time.
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 At
the party at the Marriott.
Iced
out my canary watch.
Yellow dime.
Hold true, cause I'm very hot.
What you do?
I just take them to the Marriott.
Hey.
What's that on that beat,
ho? What's that on that beat, ho? What's that on that beat, ho? Darrow Music. That's my homie Darrow Music, yo. That's a hot joint right there. Like that. We got homies all over, man. All over the world. That joint right there is fire. I like that. Play up, you know, that's what it is, man. DJ Big Stoop is fire. I'm going to play. That's all to it. It ain't, it is what it is, man. A lot of times, everybody want to just play all the people that's already out. I play them. Don't get me wrong. I do. But, like this joint right here, Fresh Coast to my man, Juice McKinney, man. This joint is fire. Shout out to Black Wall Street. We in the building. Juice
crying McKinney. All day. Do the same exact thing all day. I can't help it that I act this way. She won't know because she don't that fine.
I'm tailored up, I'm flagged up, I'm clean cut, so when I hate his love, ladies fuck, papered up, green bottle, fill me up, checkmate, been great, hustle hard, been straight, top floor, been cool, no sleep, get cake, I'm riding around and I'm getting it, streets are talking, I'm listening, Charlie Sheen and no niggas, better yet, it's called winning, no room for the small talk, live life and never ball off, be great at all costs, groundwork in all stars, I'm
crying all day, then do the same exact thing all night. I can't help it that I act this way. She won't know because she don't know why. Same exact thing all night.
It's the fresh code. It's the fresh code. How I do when I do. I'ma go hard till the wheels fall off. That's my joint right there. Shout out to my man Juice McCain. He's been on the show twice, man. Shout out to Black Wall Street, James Label. Yeah, man, Juice, that joint right there is hot. I told Juice that joint was hot. I told him, man. I always, you know, he know I play the hot joints. You know, he's my homie. He know I play the hot joints right there. Beast 2 Radio, man. We always tell y'all we for the That's what we for. That's what we do. This is where we here. Big shout out. Big shout out to MOP. You know what I mean? Big shout out to Fredro Star. We don't have everybody coming through there, man. Big shout out. Big shout out to Midas, man. Matter of fact, speaking of my man, super producer Midas, man, we're going to play that joint. Benzino, Ray J, you know what I'm saying? Canito. Joint right here is fire. Heard it from Beast 2 Radio. Let's get it.
Thank you. Yeah. Got my niggas in this bitch. Mick, Twizzit, Ziggy just came in with the pimp. Hold up.
We piping that switcher, switcher. Bitches after my niggas, niggas. Fuck a bitch and I ditch her, ditch her. I be after my figures, figures. Couple shots of that liquor, liquor. Look around and I pick 'em, pick 'em. Roll a blunt and I burn up. All them bitches gon' turn up, 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 turn up. Never on that sober shit, like, hold up, bitch, I'm stoned up. Tell them bad bitches they can holler, get that long fuck. I pulled up with that red bone, yeah, the pussy beef with no headphones. Cause the pussy weak that she head home. I be ballin' bitch to that bread gone, but I'm supposed to fuck to that bakery. And they be hating me, but I don't give a fuck. Hope we made it through all them obstacles, and I was bound to lose, but I'm thriller tough. No police, I never give a cup to these bad bitches, just fucking dip. With a lot of weed, I'm about to fucking lift. I be on the trees like a fucking chip, and I burned out with that switcher. Perf all in my system. Some dick go all in the denture. Tell them bitch adventure. Better that I convince them all. You can watch my niggas ball. Course out when it's tip off. Passing plus like Chris Paul. We quick to get in your bitch draws. I fuck around and she fuck around. And we fuck around and she going down. She swallow slow when I pop a throat. And I gotta go so it's adios. I turned up like them speakers, figures. She could play as my feature. No bitches that keep her. You fuck around with that creature. I got weed pipes and that switcher. Bitches after my niggas, niggas. Fuck a bitch and I ditch her. I be after my figures. Couple shots of that liquor, liquor. Look around and I pick 'em, roll a blunt and I burn up. All them bitches gon' turn up, 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 turn up. I be on that dope trail, never played the block, no O'Neal. Bitch, more real with them cold skills, with them label niggas throw more deals. You folk real with that weak shit, when my deep shit is on new levels. Watching all of my competition, looking at them niggas like, you better step your fucking game up, bitch. I change up with no piss though, when I flip hoes like acrobats and get back to rapping, my shit go too hard, bitch. I'm too hard, I'm hot as hell and you lukewarm. You can get the business, no suit on, better cut it out like coupons. Tell them bitch ass niggas that to get past, nigga fitting like this here, gotta up your game. Nigga, up your fame, I can take that shit, no break pad, nigga, I run this game. That mean I can't stop, I'm hard as rocks, it's like a boulder. I'm the shit, you caught the older, circle small, I watch the cobras. Make a rhyme, it like a chauffeur, I'm supposed to make a million. Bring a feeling to the game, that bring a change to all civilians. And I got them, watch them like a rolling. When it happen, you can look but never find a cola. Motherfucker rapping, I got sweet pipes and a switcher, switcher. Bitches after my niggas, niggas. Fuck a bitch and I ditch her, ditch her. I be after my figures. Couple shots of that liquor, liquor. Look around and I pick 'em, roll a blunt and I burn up. All them bitches gon' turn up, 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 turn up.
Niggas think I'm Lulu, cause I'm trying to get that real estate. truthfully, I grew the beat, sharper than some cougar teeth. Go ahead, salute the G. Fuck is you gonna do to me? I'm three times hotter than these squares in the booth and street. Partner through the math, and I'm motherfucking Cubic Beat Streets, nigga.
My whole team eating, call me Ace Boogie. If a nigga bites their hand and beat him, then I take cookies.
I need that.
Keep that weight pushing, watch what you say to me. You don't gotta like the way I'm posted, we ain't Facebooking.
Remember that.
Ace Boogie,
Ace Boogie,
Ace Boogie. If a nigga bite the hand and beat him, then I take cookies.
I need that.
Ace Boogie,
Ace Boogie,
Ace Boogie. You don't gotta like the way I'm posted, we ain't Facebooking.
I gotta grind, gotta shine, all about a dollar sign. But in profit city, moving product like it's not a crime. Bro, if there's a problem, I'm up in that Impala flying. Bottom line, plot on mine, end up like the Columbine. Posted up to feed the block, fuck if you agree or not. All my niggas eat a lot, and all my niggas need about a couple O's,
okay.
Couple bowls,
yeah.
Matter of fact, double those.
Man,
it's only supper, all my niggas gonna stomach those. Looking out for Rico, I'm all about that drama, yo. Gotta harden up, it's okay to let that thunder go. This ain't what you want, and everybody and their mama know. When I let that llama blow, tell your niggas mama know. Money I demand to get, making sure them bands are thick. If he ain't talking about it, chunk the deuce like you playing the shit. I ain't trying to hit it, ish. You can go and say the bull. I'ma eat and get this money, bro, until I'm paid in full.
Ace Boogie. My whole team eating, call me Ace Boogie. If a nigga bite the hand and beat him, then I take cookies.
I need that.
Keep that weight pushing, watch what you say to me. You don't gotta like the way I'm posted, we ain't Facebooking.
Remember that.
Ace Boogie,
Ace Boogie,
Ace Boogie. If a nigga bite the hand and beat him, then I take cookies.
I need that.
Ace Boogie,
Ace Boogie,
Ace Boogie. You don't gotta like the way I'm posted, we ain't Facebooking.
Yeah, it's your man DJ Big Bizzle, baby. We in the building. Again, we doing what we doing. What's going on out there? Gave y'all a little bit of free music real quick. Once again, we still talking about Trayvon Martin, man. We all out here sad, man. It's a sad, sad day. I'm just checking out a lot of stars. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So it's crazy, man. I'm just going by a lot of stars saying, man. It's sad. Once again, can't give it out enough, man. Want to give our condolences, our love, our respect. Anything we could do at Beast the Radio to Trayvon Martin's family. You know, we just want to give out two strong parents, mother and father. Two of the strongest parents I have seen this year so far. Real talk. Got some other news. A man forced to have sex with a 16-year-old girl. Let's understand this. Wedding day. This is in, once again, it's in an article called People Ain't Shit. And it's an article called People Ain't Shit. And, you know, I always read it. I read it to y'all. People Ain't Shit. That's the People Ain't Shit segment about DJ Big Stu Show. Teacher popped by one time on his wedding day for having forced sex with a 16-year-old female student. Man has forced sex with a 16-year-old student. A suburban New York high school teacher was arraigned on what was supposed to be his wedding day. John Azabak, 31, of Portchester, New York, a math teacher in Osland High School, turned himself in Friday after being accused of having forced sex with a 16-year-old female student at the school. He was charged with two counts of third-degree forced sex. Making matters worse, his former fiance is on the prosecution witness list, according to reports. Azabak had turned himself in on Friday, and he was released on a $50,000 bail. When Abizak asked if he understood his restraining order and place to keep him from his ex-fiance, he replied, "I do, Your Honor." Abizak's ready plans unveiled after it was unraveled, rather, matter of fact, his wedding plans unraveled after the girl's parents contacted the town police, telling authorities that that two trials between the teachers and the minor between March and July, according to NBC New York. What he's being charged with does not involve a forcible compulsion, Tony Trasto, as a back lawyer, told the media outlets Friday. It involves alleged incident with a minor, someone who's just under 17 years old. The restraining order also issued to keep Abzak away from the 16-year-old girl and two members of her family, according to the Journal News, which quoted the reigning judge as saying the protection orders are in place because the witness they are witnesses to the events after the fact. The illicit encounters happened off the school grounds and were not during school hours, according to a letter sent to the parents from the Osland Union Free Schools and Superintendents, Raymond Sanchez. She was scheduled to marry Amanda Delalucia. According to Delalucia, that's her name, Delalucia, Amanda Delalucia, according to reports, the couple had set up multiple wedding registries online. Delalucia instead spent Friday night watching a movie with friends. Her 92-year-old grandmother told I'm brokenhearted for her, grandma told the paper between tears. She does not deserve this. She's a beautiful and smart girl. More and more teachers are getting involved with the students, man. Something ain't right, man, you know? You got to look at it. Something is not right. You know what I mean? You know, there's a lot of rumors going on about Kirk and Rashida. A lot of people don't like what they see with that. You know, a lot of y'all is really unhappy with that, man. You know what I'm saying? I noticed that. A lot of y'all don't like what y'all see with that. You know, y'all feel Kirk as distant. You know what I mean? Y'all feel Kirk. But, you know, some people say that it's their whole life. Beastie has been saying that all that stuff with them is set up, you know. It's because, some people are saying it's too fake. What you guys think? You know, Kirk and Rashida evolved from Love and Hip Hop, Happy Married Couple, to Straight Off the Black Love poster, right? I mean, we gotta look at it, man. They got things. I mean, I don't know. What do y'all think, man, about Kirk and Rashida, man? Some people say Kirk is a dirty dog. He deserves to be hoodwinked. Somebody said hoodwinked. But, you know, they trying to say that, you know, these guys are faking, you know, their rumors. They're not, you know, their relationship is a rumor. You know, everybody's saying, nah, their rumors, they're not. All that stuff is fake with them. And I just want you guys to hit me up on Facebook. Let me know what you think. Hit me up on Twitter. Let me know what you think about that, because I know a lot of females is mad, you know. They said, you know, they wanted to stay on the show, so they said because, you know, in the beginning they was too boring, so they needed to do something. And they was basically trying to give a couple of reasons why Rashida and Kirk relationship problems on television is a fluke and it's just trickery television. You know, they're trying to say, you know, who does that on television, national television, what Kirk did? You know, Kirk basically went and cheated on this girl, knowing that you're being recorded. Then you go to somebody that's one of her friends, and one of her friends that talk a lot, event with these girls, and the girl just came out right out in this Bambi, you know. We all know Bambi. We remember her from the other show. Bambi still trying to be relevant. Mary Jane still trying to be relevant. Mary Jane is an artist. Now, I mean, who does that on their career on TV? Just has like, you know, like, oh, we just go like, I mean, wow. Bambi was on the Real Housewives of Atlanta, wasn't she, at one time or something like that? One of those shows. So now you just jumping and getting turned up like that is, oh, man. The thing is, you don't seem to be tough when moms ran your car over, ran the bike over, popping wheelies, I don't know. Some of the stuff you're saying, bro, just don't make no sense to me. I got to be honest with you. I try to rock with you, man, but a couple of things you said don't make no sense. You know, you don't say, I want to go back in the day. You know, when you get married, we be grown, man. You know, that's, you know, we got to handle our business. You either get divorced or, you know, you break up, you're separated. But, you know, you don't just leave like that. You don't leave because of a baby's being born, you know. And one thing you got to understand, it ain't just your money when it's a joint account. The minute you make it a joint account, fellas, it ain't just your money. The minute you say her name, the name is not going to hold up in the court of law, you're going to be upset. You're going to be mad. So when you make it a joint account, you know, when I'm going to be honest with you, a joint account is basically this: when the relationship is over, whoever gets to the bank first to get the money, that's what happens. Don't let nobody fool you. That's all it be with a joint account. Like, whoever get to the bank first, that's who's going to get the money. So if you got problems with your girl, you got and y'all breaking up, and y'all got that joint account, or you got problems with your man, and y'all breaking up, and things are getting serious, you better, you know, it's good just for both of y'all just to go and split it, but it don't be like that. Somebody will go buy something crazy. Usually a dude will buy a car because he know he's going to be single, especially if the girl got a car. He'll go buy a car and drive off. Or the girl will just take the whole thing and go out with the girls to Jamaica or somewhere, some ladies' night out. Then I'm going to get a groove back trip, you know, with the whole money and just make you mad. You know, guys just be mad. He'll be sitting in the hotel room or one of his boys' house drinking to his bed, get all scruffy, and to the homeboy be like, dude, you got to get the fuck out of there. Dude, you've been here for a long time. I'll give you 2-3 days, 3-4 months. And that's when dude go back to work. I know I'm off on a tantrum, but it happens. You know what I mean? It happens, man. Once again, we remember feeling sad today over the verdict yesterday. We're trying to move on, though. We're trying to move on, man. But we understand and we know it's a shame when somebody can kill a pit bull and do more time than killing a young boy. That's what Sanford, Florida State says. You know, that's what Sanford, Florida says. You know, and we got to recognize that about them, man. I know a lot of cats that I know on the radio are going to start blowing that little state up. And I know there's a lot of people that's, you know, not buying. It's crazy because we're all Americans, but we got to start somewhere. We're going to stop. If I find out, I don't want no Florida oranges. I'll get my oranges from somewhere else. I don't want nothing that's made from countries in Florida, man. I mean, you know, made out of Florida, you know. Was it made in Hawaii? Made in, you know, I was going to say made in America, but any company that their main office is in Florida, I'm boycotting them, man. Till they stand up and start doing what's right, man. I think if we all do that, especially Disneyland, that's their moneymaker right there. We all stand up and boycott the ones who believe in what we're doing. Let all the gun killers go there. That's what they want anyway. Let all the gun killers go there. They won't have a lot of them. They'll miss a lot of money, though, especially from the urban communities. because, you know, we all try to take our kids to Disneyland and, you know what I'm saying? So let them miss our money. I always say, hurt them in the pockets. When they miss our money, they start wanting to make a change. They start wanting to talk to somebody. That's just how it is. I'm on here for a little while longer, man. Play some more joints for y'all, man. I promised y'all I was going to play Low. I promised y'all I was going to play Will Porter. You know? I promised y'all I was going to play a few people. So, I'm going to keep my promise. That's for sure. Will Porter, I'm going to play him before I get out of here, man. That's my boy, Money Will P. I'm getting to the homie Low, man. He got some hot joints. K. Nicole and him had a hot show. Let's get into that Die Young joint, man, by my man.
Coast to Coast DJ. True.
In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God.
If I die, if I fly,
like these angels in the sky, like this blunt for the truth. Most don't handle what life got in stock. The government's fucked up, time's running out. Korea pissed off, Obama doesn't help. In honor of Boston, I'm seeing it now. Now all these problems pulling us down. Dream with an angel chased through life, giving me direction, what's wrong and right. I chose my path and I'm staying here like, if I die young, it was really meant to be for me to see the path I chose, which plate I ate. From what I know, I'm trapped in a sea with no boat. If I die young, it's time for me to go.
I'm eating gold in a tomb like a pharaoh. Study my mind, best believe you'll find thoughts so raw they're unsterile. You'll see the reason why, guarantee I pulled that arrow. I aim for the head, it's a motherfucking dead. I'm determined down to the marrow. To succeed, I got big dreams and a nappy head that's held high like a satellite or a slave's mind in the daylight to let the pain dry. Poet mind when I'm in the vibe. We gon' be like bees tonight. Getting high just in case I die. Well, in case I die young, if I fly, young,
if I fly, young.
If I die,
if
young,
I die young.
Let's see.
smoking on that pole, nigga. Yeah. Got B-Rock with me. Like. On Lex side, that's my side. We flip pods and we rip rods. Don't stitch five, we grip nine. For them D-boys coming tip time. So I stay low, we rock hot. So we smoke a pole. Potential weed, not fucking dope. With that dope coke, yeah, we let it go for a double mo. A lot of motherfuckers got indicted. A lot of motherfuckers on the island. East way, that's my way. And a lot of motherfuckers still piling. All I'm trying to do is get my cake up. When I wake up, I just bake up. Ignore the bullshit that delay us, six train ya. Just all them nigga with a crazy swag that will harm a nigga, so alarm the niggas from the east side. We don't bother nigga, but we'll finish shit that you started, nigga. Niggas on a dick like two lips, with my dick in they bitch two lips. Smoke a two lips, you a fool bitch, got two clips. And now I'm walking towards that east way, cause that's where we play. Around the block where the D stay. A lot of niggas got caught up in this east way. A lot of niggas got caught up in this east way. Walking towards that east way, cause that's where we play. Around the block with it these days. A lot of niggas got caught up in this east way. A lot of niggas got caught up in this east way. East way, my way, Lex Ave, nigga, where I play. Young nigga with a mean swag, young nigga getting mean cash. Ever since a youngin', I've been thuggin'. But my mama always told me, keep a brother or a homie. So I stuck with SDE, know y'all niggas can't hold me. Ever since that gun came, now it's looking lonely. Free my bro, Mac Lex, can't wait till you come home, B. Then it's on B. I fire on his bitch ass, y'all niggas don't want no drama. SE, we come and find ya. Find ya, SE, we come and find ya. I'm the young nigga with a gun, nigga. SE, we gonna bust, nigga. You better duck, nigga. I ain't chump, nigga.
Don't bluff, nigga. We don't trust, nigga. Drop niggas like a clutch. Ain't no mind to these silly hoes, cause these broke hoes ain't worth much. Dollars in the nigga pocket, sure to get wet. I'ma lake her.
Dollars in the nigga pocket, sure to get wet. I'ma lake her.
Lex. Walking towards that east way, cause that's where we play. Around the block where the D's stay. A lot of niggas got caught up in this east way. A lot of niggas got caught up in this east way. Walking towards that east way, cause that's where we play. Around the block with it these days. A lot of niggas got caught up in this east way. A lot of niggas got caught up in this east way.
I know he did some things, but girl, don't be afraid. I won't hurt you. My heart is true, with me it ain't gonna be the same. Cause we won't play those games, yo, that's my word. You ain't gotta worry, shorty, my heart is true.
Yeah, it's all or nothing. Yeah. Hey, freak, think we got one.
Yeah, I know.
Time, well, we can't
take a chance with the kid if he worth your while.
young.